This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and executive director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today it's a real treat to be able to bring you someone who has been on both sides of the philosophical divide in our country. Actually, as I've mentioned in the past, I come from that background too, but maybe not with quite as unburnished credentials as or burnished credentials as Bill Murray. William Murray is a self-described red diaper baby, but that was in the past, and that's not true any longer. And Bill Murray, thank you so much for being with us today.
Great to be on with you, Larry.
Really appreciate the book that you've written. It it has a cover that I think I ought to adapt to a target for the shooting range, but it's got the pictures of nine of the most horrible people to live in the last century, and Lenin, Stalin, Hitler, Mussolini, Mao, I believe it's Pol Pot, Marx, Margaret Sanger, and actually one of my favorites is Saul Alinsky, the intellectual mentor of our recently departed but not so lamented president, and a wannabe president, Hillary Clinton. So you might say that Mr. Alinsky has, in America, at least as much influence directly as these other folks who, let's face it, did a lot to prepare the intellectual seedbed for Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky being a weed, but nevertheless, he grew in that seedbed. And I just thought it was very important the way you have put together your narrative to show that this was building throughout fairly recent Western history, and utopias are dangerous things.
Well, this is the point, and one of the reasons we had the cover like that is to go through the evolution that you have the people like Saul Alinsky and like Marx. Those are the influence the philosophers, if you would have it, but those are the influences that lead up to the people like Adolf Hitler and Lenin and Stalin and Pol Pot, that they are the inevitable conclusion to the mindset, to the ideology that whether it's Saul Alinsky or whether it's Karl Marx or whoever, that or Margaret Sanger, it is that utopian logic that eventually leads to the mass slaughter. And people do not understand. They think that Stalin was on one side and the far side, and that Hitler was on the other far side.
Let me jump in. I encountered that in a way that I remember rather vividly still. I knew almost personally Alan Holmes, been a sparring partner at one time with Sean Hannity. I'd been on that show when they were the Hannity and Holmes show. Holmes later went on to have his own radio show, and during the break one time during the show when we were not on the air, he said, Larry, I was kind of embarrassed by what Piers Morgan had said. So there was the nice guy side of him, but he was absolutely beside himself when I suggested what you have just pointed to, that Hitler was not a right-winger opposed to the left-winger Stalin. They were both socialist to the core. In fact, I recited for him the name of the Nazi Party, which is an acronym for the German words that are rendered in English, the German National Socialist Workers Party. They were just using words. So imagine, those were meaningless words that were in the very name of the movement designed to mobilize millions of people. Just kidding.
So the national socialism and socialism are two sides. The argument was how to achieve the goal. And they were warring with each other because they had different means to achieve the goal. Well, what was the goal? The goal was a utopian society where a group of central planners would be able to come up with the solutions of all of humanity and be able to provide equally for everyone and create a society where there was plenty for everyone. So the goal was the same. The only argument was how to reach there. And people do not realize that Adolf Hitler, that when he came to power, that 50% of all enterprises were seized. It doesn't matter whether it was Mercedes-Benz or it was a steel mill or whatever it was. We're not talking about the Jews where they took 100% now. I'm talking about they go in and say, well, now the state now owns 50% of this. In reality, the Nazis were a little bit smarter than the communists when it came to this, because they at least left the managers in place. The communists took them all out and killed them.
You know, one of the things that was kind of striking on this kind of issue, I believe I attended the hearing itself. I may be confusing with what I've seen on YouTube, but Ted Kennedy was conducting a hearing when he was chairman of a committee in the U.S. Senate, and testifying that day was Milton Friedman, the world-renowned late economist from the University of Chicago. And Friedman gave Kennedy a minute and a half lecture, a summary of all the horrible outcomes of socialism around the world and how that was just something to be avoided at all costs. And Kennedy looked over his glasses in his professorial way, probably still thinking about what he was going to do to Mary Jo Kopechne, and said,
well, that's because they didn't have the right people in charge.
The arrogance.
But you see, I don't know how much arrogance it is as how much of a history of that was during the communist era. If you start, each one, wherever it began, they looked at any previous failures and said, oh, we know it works on paper. They were just implementing it wrong, and we can
exactly.
Do it better. So, and it was, and this went, and it went from until it got, the really last one in the line of this during the 20th century was Pol Pot. And he looked at it, and he said, well, the problem, the reason it didn't work well in all these other places, the reason that there were failures, is simply they allowed too much of the bourgeois to remain. And so he made it his goal to kill everybody that could play a musical instrument, anybody that could speak a foreign language, anybody that had been a manager, the son or the daughter of a man. I mean, he murdered, what, a third of the population.
People that had glasses indicated that was an indication they could read, thus
they
an
read
intellectual, thus...
That's right. So everybody had to die. He needed to take it down because society needed rebuild from the ground up. That was the only way that communism could truly succeed. You had to get rid of anybody and everybody that was corrupted. And that is exactly the same logic as you are illustrating with Kennedy. Ted Kennedy looking over his glasses and saying the wrong people were in charge.
Yeah, it's been a refrain that doesn't seem to go away. And nice guy as he was, Alan Colmes was right in the bag with that. Personally, off the air, he was a very nice guy, actually. I'm sure I would have enjoyed going out and having a beer with him. But, oh, had he been in power, Katie barred the door.
But this is a lot of, and I hear on the right, we talk about people that are duped. We talk about a lot of this, but you know that isn't true. It really isn't true. These are people who are true believers.
Let's come back on that point, talking about true believers. We've got a number that we ought to probably home in on a little bit more. We're talking with Bill Murray. His book, Utopian Road to Hell, he's been in utopia, as it were. He was brought up that way. We're going to be right back. Don't go away.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest. guest today is William Murray, author of Utopian Road to Hell. It's got a good subtitle, Enslaving America and the World with Central Planning. I can kind of relate. I didn't have parents that were red diaper. In fact, when I was well into my 20s and graduate school, I came to realize that they were Republican. They just didn't really talk about politics at all. And so I was, as a result, left to the tender mercies of the university and high school system. And in my early 20s, I was a default liberal. And I had some of that ornery arrogance that, you know, if you didn't agree with me, you must be pretty stupid. And by the grace of God, my eyes were open. I won't go into that here. That's not the point of the discussion. Only to say that what William Murray describes in his Utopian Road to Hell and his thumbnail sketches he provides of these horrible tyrants, murderous tyrants of the 20th century, it could be any one of us, but by the grace of God, because these ideas are pervasive even in the West, and it's why a book like William Murray's Utopian Road to Hell is so important, because it's a big, flashing yellow light. Be careful where you're going.
It is a problem. And, you know, again, it is, these people are true believers. They it isn't a matter of being duped. There is just it becomes a religious experience. It is the idea, and here in the West we have real believers. And I did a lot of work in the Soviet Union, by the way, as it was collapsing, and it's a long story. But I founded the first Bible publishing company over there during Perestroika.
That must have been a happy work environment to be there while that tyranny was collapsing.
It was extremely interesting. I formed the first tour company to compete with Intourist, and it did nothing except take people over there for the purpose of spreading the gospel. We rented out entire football stadiums, and that's why we had the that's why we both established the Bible printing company. And by the way, we printed Bibles on the Communist Party press. We went in there, and I showed the guy we wanted to do these New Testaments. And I was there with the manager of the plant. We were in Minsk, and I walked in. I had this New Testament Bible, and I said, I want to print these. And it was a Russian Bible, because the Finns were charging us $6 and $7 a piece to pick up Bibles in Finland and bring them in for our people to pass out. And I said to him, I would like to get this printed in here in Minsk. And he looked at me, and this plant was owned by the Communist Party of Belarus. I'm dead serious. And he took his thumb and he flipped through it, and he said to me, would you be paying in rubles or dollars? Dollars. He said, I think we can make a deal.
You gave the right answer. Obviously, rubles.
Obviously. No, he didn't want any rubles because, well, he was quite frank with me. The high-quality paper that they needed was not available inside the Soviet Union, and they had to buy paper for their better quality works outside, and they needed dollars to do it. So if I was willing to pay dollars, he would have printed anything I wanted. He would have printed Bibles. He would have printed Playboy magazines. He didn't care as long as he got dollars.
Sounds like a bloody capitalist to me.
Yeah, sounds like it, isn't it? But anyway, we printed those Bibles, and then we would ship them to either Moscow or St. Petersburg, and when the people that we were bringing out on tours would arrive, the Bibles would already be in the bottom of the tour buses that we would rent for the different events that we were doing all over the country. It was an extremely interesting time and to watch. And I love Ronald Reagan. Don't get me wrong. I love Ronald Reagan. But his military spending did not cause the Soviet Union to collapse. And I wish people would keep saying that. I wish people would stop believing that, because what actually caused the Soviet Union to collapse is a system that, loss and ill-advised program on ill-advised program until it collapsed. And I could explain how it collapsed, but it didn't have anything to do with building missiles. It had to do with selling a loaf of bread for a nickel when it cost 50 cents to produce. It collapsed because people could ride on the Moscow subway for 2 cents when it cost $3 to $3.50 for every to operate that subway for every person to get on it. It was the whole concept that we have in the United States, like free education, free medicine, whatever, that somehow that you can have a system where you set prices to benefit the people. So the prices are set. Here they are. They're set. They benefit the people. But you're unable to produce the goods and services for the prices you set to benefit the people. So what you do is you create shortages because everybody can buy. And if nobody was poor in Russia when I got there, everybody had money. Everybody had money. There was just nothing to spend it on.
Right.
And when I arrived there, the black market, 25% of the economy was in the black market, and by the time I left, it was 50%.
Well, you know, in addition to this, what may seem like a somewhat cerebral analysis, a free market analysis of the irrationality of the Soviet system, economically speaking, there was the some of the things that you pointed to in the Utopian Road to Hell that you wrote was a poem that Marx had written, and I had not myself realized with what kind of evangelical hatred the Marxists had for reality. Something to the, I think this is pretty close to what you wrote about Marx. I wish to avenge myself against the one who rules above. My breast is equal to that of the Creator. You know, you're going to get in trouble when you think that way. Wow.
The anti-Christianity was just absolutely vehement and pervasive within communism, and that did come out of Marx, who if he wasn't a Satanist, he was very close to it. Although he claimed to believe in nothing, he claims to have been an atheist, but his hatred for God was overwhelming, considering the fact that he thought that this was irrelevant.
Hatred for a non-existent person.
Hatred for a non-existent entity. You know, absolutely. But they saw as religion that this was an opium to the people. This is what it was called.
Coming up on another break with William Murray, we're talking about some of the themes that he's developed in his Utopian Road to Hell, and I sure hope parents and grandparents listening, at a minimum, get this book, because this is something that whole families need to be aware of, the ideas that have been presented by William Murray in Utopian Road to Hell. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking with William Murray, author of Utopian Road to Hell. It's a very valuable book. You can obviously get it on Amazon. You can probably get almost anything on Amazon. You can also get it from WorldNet Daily, WND Books, WND.com, on the web. So it's easy to get it, and it's an excellent paperback compilation, a discussion of the ideas of the people that have produced the most terror and agony and suffering and hopelessness of the last century, or two centuries, really. So back to our cast of characters, evil characters. You've touched on it already, and I wanted to kind of focus in a little bit more on the fact that it's pretty evident from what these folks were writing and saying that there was as you, I think, put it, if I've got it fairly in my notes, a demonic hatred of Christianity and God. Sort of the atheist dilemma. They know there's no God, but they hate him all the same.
Absolutely. And again, they viewed it as the opium to the people, and they blame things on religion that are just non-existent. And this liberals do this in the United States
yes.
all the time. And it's, you know, so all the wars have been about religion. Oh, really? World War I was about religion? This wasn't an economic war. The Civil War was about religion. What are you talking about? But they believe this. No wars aren't tied here. There was never really a religious war ever that I really know of. People say the Crusades were a religious war. This wasn't a religious war. This was the Holy Land in Jerusalem. It was defensive. The Holy Land was living in peace with Christians and Jews living side by side in Jerusalem, and the Muslims came in there and slaughtered people. And they stole the women, they stole the land, they slaughtered the men, and the Crusaders went there in order to try to free it. And it was a territorial war that the Muslims had waged, but that's a whole other issue. Going back to communism, more people died at the hands of their communist governments during the 20th century than died in all the wars in all the history of mankind, and I'm including World War II in that.
That would also include then such things as the Muslim invasion of India, Muslim invasion of other places in the world. That is a really incredible comparison.
It is, but look at it. Tens of millions were killed in Russia by the Russian government. Tens of millions, maybe as many as 100 million, were killed in China by their own government. The slaughter by Pol Pot, the gulags, the firing squads of Cuba. What happened with right. The dissenters in Vietnam? I mean, I could go on and on and on with this, but the reality is, and the number of people that Hitler murdered in order to have his utopia, and most of these murders, by the way, were actually blind theft. Because their utopian governments didn't work and couldn't function, they needed to steal large amounts of property and productivity and wealth in order to function. The German war machine wouldn't have gotten off the ground had they not stolen every single thing the Jews and Gypsies had, including the fillings out of their teeth.
I was on a university campus giving a talk recently, and there were maybe three professors that had come. I guess it was in lieu of a trip to the zoo. They wanted to see something as strange as yours truly. And they suggested that I was kind of paranoid, that they didn't see that there was a need to have a gun, that their campus was perfectly fine. And, you know, I had only within the last 20 minutes pointed to the data we have that 98% of the mass murders occur in gun free zones, where I happen to have been right then. And if they're satisfied with a 2% success rate, bless their heart, but most of us don't think that's a good business model. And you've got the liberal with that attitude just being so being charitable, totally clueless about the enemy they face with these totalitarians, who have an extremely well-developed ideology and a burning hatred.
But it goes hand in hand, and this is why I say that it goes the no guns goes hand in hand with the whole psychology of utopianism, which is where all liberals are headed inevitably. And I want to talk about your professors separately. But if you have a centrally planned society in which everybody's needs are met, then there is no need for anybody to have a weapon, because nobody will have a want. They won't, and since nobody has a want, they don't have a need to take anything from anybody else, and therefore there's no need for anybody to defend themselves. So this logic actually works on paper. Unfortunately, it is completely contrary to human nature as it does work. There's another thing about your professors. I want to say this briefly. Let's take a look at professors, and I ask the listening audience to think about this for a minute. Here you have individuals that grew up in an academic solution through high school. Their parents, somebody else took care of them. They went to college, more than likely somebody else, parents or whatever, paid for it. But when they went to graduate school, they got grants, their room and board was taken care of, somebody took care of that. They got their full professorships. Everything that they have came from some central power, some central government. Everything on the college campus is aimed toward this. This is your housing. This is your class. This is your food. All these things are taken care of for them. They don't understand the nature of competition. They don't understand the nature of business. They don't even have a full understanding of human nature because they have been in a domed, shrouded type of environment.
Exactly. In which I think you've just described the liberal bubble. Yeah.
All blessings come from some central power somewhere. And this is why they're so out of touch with the rest of us.
It's really an amazing thing. And I guess having been on a number of college campuses after my own time in college and in graduate school, you can get kind of warm, fuzzy feelings about how charming it is to have all these intellectually stimulating meetings. Of course, it's not so stimulating, I came to find out, if there were contrary ideas. Way back in the 60s, when I was in graduate school, I had professors actually losing it. We didn't use the expression then, but I could say now I saw heads explode when I just reported on authors that had views that were different from theirs. And I wasn't even intending to make a challenge to them, but they could see what I was getting to, and they just couldn't handle it. That was a few years ago, and it hasn't gotten any better, obviously.
Yeah, it is. This continues to be a problem, and of course it's becoming a bigger problem. But liberals cannot stand the you cannot have any kind of dissension, because in the whole concept of the central planning, you have a situation where the good is going to come out of it. The good is going to come out of it for everyone, and as a result, there's no need for any dissent.
Well, we're going to have another break coming up. We're going to be back for another segment with William Murray. We're talking about the very important ideas that he has in Utopian Road to Hell. Helps us understand, among other people, Hillary Clinton and the people that kind of helped produce her intellectual development. We're going to be back and talk about that.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Thank you for being with us today. We're talking with William Murray. Bill Murray is the author of Utopian Road to Hell, by his own description, a red diaper baby, but reality changed the diapers happily. And I can say the same in my own case, actually, although I don't think I was quite as radical in my thinking, but I was just as in the liberal tank at one time until, by God's grace, my eyes were opened when I was in graduate school, of all places. What a fail on their part. You're supposed to be really in the bag by that point in your academic career. So, best laid plans. Anyway, we were touching upon Hillary Clinton, and she is a, I would say, a fairly good, typical representative of how the left thinks and what's wrong with their thinking. But then maybe it's just so easy to pick on her because she really loses it so easily.
Yes, the thing with Hillary Clinton, though, I don't know in her particular case whether she is just part of an organized crime family or or she really is a liberal. You know, a con artist is a con artist. And, you know, a con artist gives every appearance of that they believe in whatever they are selling. But she and her husband pocketed so much money selling this product that you just have to wonder. Now, maybe it's just a byproduct, a true belief, but I mean, when you raise hundreds of millions of dollars for charity and the charity doesn't get a dime and the Haitian people are just sitting down there waiting for the first dime to be spent, you kind of question, some of the activities there. But
well, it's a way to criticize their thinking, but frankly, I'm not sure that in their mind there's any disconnect between love of money, love of power, and identification with socialist ideas. It all just seems to go together in one happy package, perhaps the money and power proving, quote-unquote, that what they believe is correct.
Well, we could go back to Thomas Mark Moore's Utopia. Which was really a parody of evangelical thinking at the time, but that's neither here nor there. In Thomas More's Utopia, you had this small group of people, and of course this was a total parody. I mean, the name of the river he had running through it was No Water, and I mean it was. I could go on and on, but anyway, this was the perfect utopian state. It was socialist. There was no need for money, sort of like Sparta, sort of like Plato's Republic, and you know. But you have the central planners, the ones who are chosen as the leaders, as the judges, and of course they had to have more, and they had to have better quality because they were the ones that needed to have this special environment in order to come up with the plans in order to make everybody else have what they need. Keep noticing that every time I've mentioned this, I've talked about what they need, what the uh-huh. people need. I haven't said anything about what the people want.
Yeah, well, the elite knows what they need.
That's right. This is really the core to central planning, is that we will furnish the needs, and it comes out of the base the chant of communism, and it boils down to this, and you'll recognize it immediately, Larry. From each according to their ability,
right,
to each according to their need. You have the great big pot. Everybody works as hard as they can and throws into the pot, and then everybody only takes out of the pot what they absolutely need. Nobody takes more. Well, they're not allowed to. They're only given from the pot what somebody decides that they should be given from the pot. Has this ever worked? Did it work for the Pilgrims? They almost starved to death. You know, they had to go back to private property very quickly.
You know, and happily for the Pilgrims, they were a Christian people, and they were willing to look at their socialist views imposed by their British mercantilist financiers and compare that to Scripture, and I think that drove them to the conclusion that, hey, we've made a big mistake here in our thinking. And so they had a correction very quickly, at least those that hadn't starved to death. That sort of thinking doesn't seem to occur. I mean, Sparta, you've mentioned a couple times. I hadn't realized Sparta was a dead-in-the-water, stuck, dead-alive tyranny for 500 years. Imagine being born in a place like that.
They didn't even have money. Nobody could trade with them because they used stones. They didn't have money. They were the perfect example of the utopian communist society. Common eating halls, common dormitories. The children were handed over to the state to raise. This was what the liberals have been trying to model the world, and whether they're liberals, I call them utopians because they have appeared many times before in history, including in medieval China. These utopians, each time what they're really trying to reproduce is an upgraded version of Sparta.
And they do seem to have a war against God. I'm just looking at my notes, and I made a note of your discussion of Saul Alinsky, one of the main intellectual mentors of Hillary Clinton, and through books, at least, of Barack Obama. Alinsky was really taken with Al Capone, a mafia thug that he actually palled around with to study his M.O., and he was enamored with Lucifer. Now, there's a combo for you.
It is, but this is very typical because they're looking outside of the society that is functional in order to find answers. They think that they can't find anything good about the society that they want to replace. I think that that is the core element. So they are looking at all the things that are against that type of society. So I think you can pretty much see why he would head in the direction of Lucifer. He'd head in the direction of the mob. But again, this was a man who was also he was devoid of the core moral character. He was looking without, mm-hmm. and again, he had this concept of I know better. It reminds me just most recently, and I don't want to go on about it, about this professor, this woman, this instructor, college instructor, that she said she always picks on black women in the class, never on a white man. And it isn't about race. I'm not talking about race now. What it is the superior, how liberals think of themselves. I am the superior white god, and I'm so smart, and I'm white, so I can help these poor downtrodden black people. That's what she was doing. But that is the same logic as you have here, is I am so superior, and I am so intellectual, and my mind is so far advanced that I can come up with a path that is the cure-all for everyone at all times.
One of the things that I want to get in before the clock cuts us off, and when I was looking through my notes, you had mentioned that Mao Zedong, among many other things, he was, of course, such a typical, horrible, mass-murdering utopian. But I hadn't realized that he also had quite a name for himself as a sexual predator. And because of the news of our moment right now, a juxtaposition immediately came to mind, the anti-NRA, anti-Second Amendment crusader, Harvey Weinstein. Isn't that interesting?
Most of his money out of violent movies where there's gunplay.
Yeah, yeah. And it doesn't mind taking
that part out.
Yeah. And, of course, he's taking advantage of those who are relatively powerless, which is another characteristic of dictators. So, as I said along the way, the book Utopian Road to Hell really is useful in understanding the news of the day and hopefully is going to help provide ammunition for the second and third generations beyond us. So, William Murray, thank you so much for Utopian Road to Hell.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.